With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Mediators have announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to a ceasefire deal, pausing a devastating 15-month war in the Gaza Strip, which began when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7, 2023.
The deal comes after weeks of painstaking negotiations in the Qatari capital. It promises the release of dozens of hostages held by Hamas in phases, the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in Israel, and would allow hundreds of thousands of displaced people in Gaza to return to what remains of their homes. It would also flood badly needed humanitarian aid. The agreement is expected to go into effect in the coming days. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The agreement still needs to be approved by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but that is expected to take place in the coming days. Also at SRNNews.com, at his confirmation hearing for Secretary of State, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says, if confirmed, he would prioritize American interests.
Placing our core national interest above all else is not isolationism. It is the common sense realization that a foreign policy centered in our national interest is not some outdated relic.
Rubio appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi also faced questioning at a confirmation hearing. More evacuations could be ordered if the strong winds spread the existing fires or help start new ones, according to Los Angeles County officials. And they caution it may not be safe for residents to return to some areas, even when evacuation orders have been lifted. More than 94,000 customers are without power. On Wall Street, stocks remain higher, the Dow up 688 points, the Nasdaq adding 424. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear another religious freedom case.
The justices have agreed to consider a challenge to Obamacare lodged by Braidwood Management, a small Christian-owned business. The company doesn't want to be forced to cover certain kinds of health care, including medication for HIV prevention, because it, quote, encourages and facilitates homosexual behavior and violation of our religious beliefs. The High Court has been friendly to religious freedom complaints in the past, often ruling in favor of the plaintiffs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of a prominent European Jewish organization says authorities across Europe need to immediately take action against a precipitous rise in anti-Semitism. He says it's driving thousands of Jews to abandon the continent. Rabbi Menachem Margolin, chairman of the European Jewish Association, points out that some 40,000 Jews have already left Europe with no intention of returning as a result of a rise in anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. South Korea's impeached president has been detained in a massive law enforcement operation at the presidential compound. The BBC's Shaima Halil.
Minutes after his motorcade left the presidential residence, Yoon Sung-yeol arrived at the Corruption Investigation Office, or the CIO. Investigators confirmed that they executed the arrest warrant for the impeached president. He's being investigated for alleged insurrection and abuse of power, both related to his botched declaration of martial law in December. But in a video message, Mr. Yoon said he had agreed to appear before the CIO to prevent any bloodshed. The opposition Democratic Party said that Yoon's arrest was the first step towards restoring constitutional order, democracy, and the rule of law.
Italy's National Railroad filing a formal complaint alleging power outages that have caused days of train delays were highly suspicious. It did not explicitly allege sabotage, but said the incidents are raising more than a few questions. More details at SRNNews.com.